We don't know for sure the exact day that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. And there's a myth that circulated for a number of years that it was to replace a pagan feast day of a sun god, and that the Christians wanted to take over that feast day. But that myth's been debunked since then. It actually probably had more to do with the setting of the Annunciation on March 25th and then Christmas coming 9 months later. But I think it's appropriate to have December 25th as the feast day of Christmas because it always falls around the winter solstice. Winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. And that's the day when darkness reaches its greatest strength. You know, the days are the shortest, the dark is the longest. And the winter solstice is the turning point. That's the point where light starts to take the upper hand and expand. And there's beautiful symbolism in this, that the world was encapsulated in darkness. And darkness was spreading and growing deeper in the hearts of men, until the day in which Christ was born and the true light came into the world, and the light has been expanding ever since. So I think there's a beautiful symbolism that we can see. I think the hardest thing about winter is the darkness. You know, I wouldn't mind winter so much if it weren't dark so long. You know, it's hard, especially when people are working and they get up and go to work, and it's dark when they leave for work, and they get off of work, and it's dark when they're coming home. And it can put a damper on our mood. You know, if you don't want to go outside and do stuff, it's colder outside. A lot of people don't want to drive at night because they don't like the dark. But there is a worse form of darkness than a lack of sunlight. And that's a spiritual darkness, which reigns over much of the human race. And what do we mean by a spiritual darkness? Well, what we're talking about is people who live their lives without a clear understanding of what the purpose is for their existence. Now, they live their lives without ultimate meaning. And so people will often stumble in darkness and they desire happiness and they want to be happy. And so they reach out to different things that they think are going to bring them happiness. But a lot of times the things that they reach out for look great on the surface, but have terrible results. And if we look at an extreme example, sometimes people turn to alcohol or drug abuse because they want to escape things that are difficult in their lives, and they get some moment of peace or of relaxation, and so they turn to these things, which end up consuming their lives and destroying their lives, and they end up in a worse position and on a darker path than when they started. And sometimes people feel a lack of love within their lives, and so they try and reach out to people in relationships of promiscuity. And it ultimately leads to their unhappiness because they don't find the love that they're seeking, and they end up broken and in difficult relationships that leave them more broken than when they start. You know, there's people who seek after the momentary pleasures of this life. They want money, they want wealth or instant pleasure, and they seek the gratification in things that give them that instant pleasure, but nothing lasting beyond that. And oftentimes it leaves them empty, guilty, and filled with sorrow afterwards. And that's what we mean by a spiritual darkness. And that's a darkness that's holding much of our human race captive. And how are we freed from this darkness? Well, we need the light of truth. You know, what is the purpose for which we exist? You know, why were we created? We need that knowledge to understand what our purpose is. You know, what is our instruction manual for being a human being? How do we function, and what is it that brings us ultimate happiness? And if we look at the entire universe around us, the whole universe was created in order. It was created with a purpose, and everything functions together perfectly in order. All the laws that we can study in science, the laws of physics, gravity, motion, everything around us operates by these laws. And we were created for a purpose too. And there's laws and order which is supposed to govern our lives, and that's the path to peace and fulfillment. But what is that? What are those laws? And that's why Jesus Christ is the light of the world. His birth, he is the creator of the universe. He's the one who brought us into existence. And so he's the one who can reveal to us what our purpose is. And by his coming into the world, which we celebrate on this feast day of Christmas, he reveals that to us. He gives us the instruction manual and the light of truth so that we can know what path brings us fulfillment. And we can be freed from spiritual darkness and brought into the kingdom of light. Human beings, of course, have free will. We're free to accept or to reject the path that our Lord reveals to us. But nevertheless, he gives us the path so that we can have life and have it to the full. So what is that path to happiness? You know, what is it that we were created for if it's not the transient things of this world? The feast day of Christmas reveals that to us. It's a relationship of self-sacrificial love. That's what we were created for. To die to ourselves and enter into relationships of love beyond ourselves. And ultimately one relationship that is so deep and so profound that it fulfills the deepest desires in the hearts of every man and woman who walks on the face of the earth. And when Jesus Christ entered into human history, he descended out of the glory of heaven to enter onto earth. Now, if you had a choice, would you rather be on earth or in heaven? I think everyone would choose, yeah, I'd like to be in heaven. Jesus Christ left the glory of heaven. And he entered this world to suffer and to be one of us and to take on our human condition. He made this dramatic gesture of love and opened the path through a relationship. That's the purpose for which we were created for. And all of the moral teachings of the church are meant to guide us to that purpose. You know, why does the church say we need to go to Mass each week? Because we need to place communion with God, the purpose for which we are created, as the beginning of every week and the culmination of every week. If we're not living with Sunday Mass attendance as the bedrock of our lives, then we are not on the path for which we are created, and we will never find the happiness that God created us for. Weekly Mass attendance centers our life on God and helps to orient us to our proper purpose. The virtues that the church teaches us, virtues like temperance, that's self-control, humility, fortitude, purity, and modesty. These virtues are meant to teach us to overcome our desires for selfish things, so that we can be free to enter into a relationship of love with others and ultimately a relationship of love with God. You know, there's great wisdom in the church's moral teachings because they're not founded upon human wisdom. They're founded upon the revelation of Jesus Christ, of God himself, the being who created us and knows exactly what we were created for. And so when we follow these teachings and when we come into the light of Jesus Christ, we find the happiness we were seeking. You know, some of us might be living that way, in which case this feast day is a tremendous day for us to rejoice and thank the Lord that we're living in the light of truth and the path of happiness that he's led us on. Others might not have been following that path, and now can be the time, as we meditate upon this mystery of Christmas, where we recognize the purpose for which we were created. He's there in the manger, and he's going to be here on the altar present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in a few moments. And so as we celebrate this great feast day of Christmas, may all of you experience the joy of the light that Christ brings, because our lives are richer, they're fuller, and they're happier when we center them upon Jesus Christ.